Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, but I'm not. But when you just live and breathe
beauty and fashion, the entertainment industry, including sports nowadays, because sports is entertainment also. It's just fantastic. Beauty and fashion, you can either work for yourself in the beauty and fashion industry or intern, work yourself up, or apply and get a fantastic job at a beauty or fashion company. And it's just amazing about the industry. I network, if you're Facebook friends with me, I recommend you to network within my friends list, because number one, my friend list is filled with people in the beauty and fashion industry. From Mark Cosmetics, which is an Avon brand, where I am a Mark rep, an independent Mark rep. Independent Mark reps work for themselves, home-based businesses, independent contractors, independent consultants. But then also within the Mark Cosmetics organization, which is home offices are located in New York, and we're having a national webcast, a national monthly webcast tonight. Also, we have the Mark reps, Mark mentors, the regional sales managers, makeup artists with Mark. And also, you know, I'm a makeup artist, also independent makeup artist. I've worked with Fashion Fair. My first job as a beauty consultant, my first job as an entrepreneur, I must say, but one of my first jobs, because I became an entrepreneur at a young age when I was in grade school. But in my preteens, I was an independent beauty consultant for Avon. So you can start working at a young age for the young people who are listening. To, if you, for instance, if you're a fashionista and you've worked in other industries and would like a second career, you know, can always work in the fashion industry and can work from being a fashion writer, fashion buyer, to in working in retail management. My associate science degree is in sales and marketing, sales and distribution, distributive technology, specializing in fashion merchandising and retail management. And, you know, because I've always loved the retail business, always loved fashion. I always have loved direct selling, because everybody's not into the retail aspect of it. Some people love direct selling. So it's good to direct sell. The most popular, I'm talking about Mark, but many of you are familiar with Mary Kay. Mary Kay Cosmetics has created so many millionaires. And other cosmetic direct selling companies have. And it's all about pretty much signing up and working for yourself and getting the proper training and so on. And so I really recommend you to network with me. I've reached the 5,000 friend limit, but subscribe to my my page, the one with the pseudonym is Miss Beth Nelson, because my friends, the list it consists of from the director of CFDA to editors to fashion writers to buyers to the list goes on and on and on. And so what you have to do is just get out there and network. Network with the designers themselves. If your aspiration is to become a successful model, or you want to be a successful designer. I've always not only enjoyed working in retail and direct selling, but I've always and still plan to. God bless me to continue along in a long life. And in the near future, I still one of my goals from my youth. I always open my own boutique salon, you know, and so my goal is to open just lounging, because there's a apparel line that I had designed and envisioned many years ago, and I sketch the designs pretty often for just lounging, loungewear and PJs. So, and there are many people that, you know, that work, and then they decide to open their own businesses. And then there are people that just step out on faith and open their own businesses. in the beauty and fashion industry. And one thing that I have always seen, and you all probably see also in the news in regards to jobs, they said that there's one job segment, many other jobs too, other industries, but one industry that does not lack the creation of jobs, and that is the beauty and fashion industry. Amazingly, especially hairstylists, makeup artists, estheticians, because I plan to get my esthetician license real soon, and would love to get my cosmetologist license. But jobs, those jobs are rampant. That's why cosmetology schools and barber schools are so popular, because individuals can either go and work for a company or work for a salon or barbershop or work independently on their own, you know, a freelance, or open their own business, open their own salon. So that is one industry and one job segment where that's not lacking in job creation. And there are many websites, too, because there's a website called Fashion Jobs that you can link up with and post your resume to seek information regarding fashion jobs. And also just network and talk with different fashion or, you know, fashion companies and join fashion organizations also. There are organizations for jewelry makers and so on. So I'm just pretty much starting the conversation so we can continue the discussion. I hope, and I hope those of you that are listening and my friends that I network with, if you have advice to share, please call in or chat with me in the chat room. I'm not looking at the switchboard right now because I want to look at a little more news. Happy birthday if the day is your birthday. It's a very special, special day. And also, Saturday here in Jackson, I'm looking at it. It's an event Saturday at the Jackson Zoo. You can visit jacksonzoo.org. Ice Cream Safari is going on Saturday from 9 to 1. And I guess because I was curious about the price, but the admission price. And the contact number is 352-2580 to get more information. But it's an opportunity to meet your favorite news and print celebrities, newscasters, et cetera. And pretty much everybody's my favorite of mine. But I know Travelle's going to be out there, and Megan, and Ethan, and Howard Blue, I know, is always out there. And I'm not sure who's going to be there from JTV and Fox. But I had received an email from the Visitors Bureau, and they were revealing the different events. So it's been raining and cloudy here in Jackson, Mississippi all week. So I don't know, but I heard Megan say she would have rain and hot sun. But if today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. Today is Bill Cosby's birthday, and so happy birthday to the Cosby man himself. Shout out to he and Tony Brown. I know he's good friends with my friend Tony Brown, Tony Brown's Journal, that I haven't been in contact with recently. So happy birthday to you, Bill Cosby, the man himself. My God. Also today is Van Cliburn, pianist, birthday, he's 78. Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac, she's 69. Walter Egan, singer, he's 64. Richard Simmons, I was listening to another Blog Talk Radio show this morning, and they shouted him out for his birthday. He's 64. Jay Thomas is 64. Is he 64? I like him. He's a good actor. Brian Grazer, producer, 61. Cheryl Ladd is 61, remember, from Charlie's Angels, and also from Vegas. I said, love Vegas. Or was it Las Vegas? I said, love that show. But then they was canceled after that writer's strike. Remember that? Mel Harris, actress, is 56. Lisa Nicole Carson of Ally McBeal, remember her? She's 43. Christy Yamaguchi, bigger skater, is 41. Topher Grace is 34. And Anna Friel, actress, is 36. And also in history, 100 BC, Julius Caesar was born also. Comedian Milton Berle, his birthday would be today, too. He was born this day in 1908. And in 1972, George McGovern won a Democratic presidential nomination at the party's convention in Miami Beach. And 2005, Prince Edward II of Monaco acceded to the throne. Actress Michelle Rodriguez of Avatar and Lost and other great film and TV movies and shows turns 34 today. And Eric Per Sullivan of Malcolm in the Middle turned 21 today. So happy birthday to celebs and non-celebrities, friends and fam. Of my happy birthday and happy anniversary. Today is an anniversary. This morning, Rob Nelson was celebrating his 2 years with ABC's World News. This News Now. That's a fun broadcast that my mom and I enjoyed, and I'm sure many of you enjoy also. So they're always provide good news and also very humorous. I mean, I love the host of those of that. News show, period. Let's see, some more info. Kevin Costner is scheduled to perform here at Helen Miles next Wednesday, and his show is sold out. I would love to meet Kevin Costner. I would love to be in a movie with Kevin Costner. He's one of my faves. He, Eric Roberts, James Woods. Let's see. I'm on my Facebook page, so that's why I'm kind of hesitant, but I think I'm going to ease on back to the switchboard because I don't want to have anyone on hold too long. But and also I'm going to check the switchboard to see if any calls are on, and then I'm going to switch back. My apologies too for rescheduling the show to 11 a day, but since I've upgraded the show, it's good to, you know, to try out the different time slots while my schedule is flexible and to see what time slots that you like and prefer. And I love the morning, so I'll resume back to broadcasting consistently early in the morning. But just getting the gist of everything since I've upgraded the show and trying it out for this month. And if you all really dig it, I'm digging it. Stick with it because it's really cool to be able to broadcast more than 30, 40 minutes, plus to have unlimited ability to play certain audio. And those of you that are interested in advertising, don't hesitate to contact. Also, a few of you have already contacted me in regards to advertising. But send your music. Send your PSAs to be played in MP3 form, WMA, and WAV form, okay? So I can play and promote your music for you. Hope you do that. You can email me at Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTRESHOKENTERTAINMENT. @yahoo.com. Have you ever heard Kevin Costner's music? You know, so you can tweet him at Martin West. That's the name of his band. And also, you can check him out at SoundCloud, too. Check out the music of he and his band, Martin West. Just wanted to share that with you. I'm going to talk more about fashion and fashion buying. And like I said, I like to introduce a conversation so we can continue on. And I'll feel free to call, feel free to chat in the chat room. And then also on future broadcasts, we will talk more in regards of this exact topic. I found an awesome song that fits this topic perfectly. And I want to share it with you all, and I am in a few, and also True God Immortal. I'm not sure if his baby girl has been born yet, but his queen has been in labor, and he would like you all to know that DOA is on The market. Remember, I had been telling you all that it would hit the market on the 7th, but it is on the market, and you can get DOA available on iTunes and on Amazon. And also, if you're new to his music, you can get his previous work also at the site. But DOA is available. He's scheduled to be guest on Saturday night. But, you know, with a baby girl coming, I'm not sure. But I'll let you all know definitely if he can still appear. If he will appear, but you definitely will hear me talking about him. And you all will understand, I'm sure, because his baby girl is here or definitely on her way, because his queen is has been having contractions. She's probably, she should have had the baby, though. But I don't know, you know, some people have long, you know, sometimes it takes a while for some people to have their babies. So there was something I wanted to share with you all, but like taking a minute. Okay, here I am. But yeah, there are many, many jobs that you can get. There's one school that here locally. There are several cosmetology and barber schools, and Magnolia College is one that's very popular. That's located in I-55, and also I have talked with them in the past. But you all know how much I love Avita, so you all can visit tweet Avita and visit Avita's website, and in your respective city, pretty much whatever city you're in, you can check. Contact the Avita Institute that's in your respective city, and they will inform you all about obtaining your licenses and such a bright future that you can get by completing your education at Avita. And then also, I communicate and keep in touch with Mississippi Institute that is based in Clinton, Mississippi, and overnight they sent me an email how even after the students have graduated from the Mississippi Institute, that they keep in touch, because it's all about being a career, your career in cosmetology, or being an esthetician, and so on. It's all about a career, building a career, not just getting your license. But I'm trying not to get. I want to share this with you. I'm going to share this song with you that I love. And it's a song by a group called SeaWorld. And they have a song called High Fashion. And I contacted them and told them that I would be playing their song during broadcast. And they're based here in the U.S. And I really dig their song, High Fashion. And, you know, there's many other popular songs that we think about when we think of fashion. And, you know, High Fashion, I love the song High Fashion. I don't know, many of the Minneapolis, my friends who love Minneapolis music, remember when the family had the song High Fashion. And that song, I love that song so much. I was working at Merry-Go-Round, coming attractions, and we would just have a blast blasting that song. My manager at the time and my dear friend Sandra Petra and I was playing that song like crazy. And again, speaking of music in the fashion industry, DJs, a lot of DJs can tell you that they definitely become popular by gigging at fashion events and fashion shows and fashion line lunch parties. You know, so those of you that are interested in, that love the fashion industry and love fashion and fashion, and you really don't have to love fashion, I guess, but that's a whole other avenue that you can expose your music to and provide a great service also at fashion events and fashion shows, et cetera. So it's just, so the list goes pretty much goes on and on. But here is High Fashion by SeaWorld.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion. I got your number, I got you fucked up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the close-up. Gucci, Gabbana, swagalicious swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts can buy. A caddy's full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the tricks, the money, and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guest list extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you where the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swaggerlicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm trill, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of a juicer, I give no fucks. Rap game punky booster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh. SeaWorld high fashion, get money, fuck taxes. So pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic. No horseplay in SeaWorld, Seabiscuit and Quick Draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and you, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun wedding, sauna. New whip, black on black, big body, Rick Ross. Bitch looking for foul play, photo cow blow his dick off. White girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexy, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm bird up. Sex, money, murder, bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt on.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion. Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bags. We're witnessing the birth of the planetary fashion.
That was High Fashion by SeaWorld. My apologies for the couple of curse words that was in that song. I did not really hear the few times that I had listened to it because I'm so into it. But awesome, awesome song. Love it. High Fashion by SeaWorld. You can listen to more of their songs at SoundCloud.com. And also, I'm on SoundCloud.com. You can follow me. I need to upload more audio, but it's a blast, my page and the people that I network with, at Culture Shock, Inc., K-U-L-T-R-E-S-H-O-K-E-N-T, hyphen, Beth 11. Remember the 11, because that's my birthday, okay? So I hope you all enjoy that song. So, while I'm talking about True God, here's True God, and then we'll talk more about jobs and beauty and fashion.
Yeah. My own mother won't respect me as a man. We don't have a conversation without getting out of hand. Now I'm about to have a daughter, so our problems just expand. We used to be a unit, start to feel like we disband. Single mother home, she was mostly alone. So the day I moved out, guess she felt she wanna own. And for that simple fact, we've been fighting all the time. I've been gone 6 years, I just want some peace of mind. You think that she'd be happy with me? I'm successful, but every time I see her, it's always something stressful. Said I don't give a fuck, calling me neglectful. I try to speak my mind and she calls me disrespectful. Playing little games, trying to push every button. Never once said she's proud, I made something out of nothing. So what do I say to my child about a granny? And what do I say to my child about our family?
You can talk till you're blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you got to show you mean it. Show you mean it. It's real easy to say the word, but your actions show the lines of blur. You got to show you mean it. Show you mean it.
My uncle's 54, still living with my mother. He tries to give advice and she listens to her brother. I never listened to him, never really had a reason. Never thought my uncle was somebody to believe in. In and out of jail, got a child he ain't raised. Would never give credit for this path that I paved. Knowing him the way I do, I'd never have trust. Especially when he looks at young girls with such lust. And I mean, sure, she's just a baby in the womb. But what happens if I go to leave her in the room? And maybe I'll be wrong to assume. But what if I'm right? Cause in my mind, something just ain't right. So what do I say to my child if she ends up molested? The onus is on me, cause I should've second-guessed it. Just wish everybody really practiced what they preaches. So what do I say to my child? I'm left speechless.
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show you mean it. Show you mean it. It's real easy to say the word, but you
They say that family goes through trials and tribulations. What if we fall apart? Should we fight for visitation? So what do I say to my child on this basis? And try to explain why our family didn't make it. Perhaps something worse, ain't think of it at first. So how did you explain that her mama died at birth? But that's too far-fetched, so we try to make it work. Pretty sure we'll be okay, but it changes what's in spurts. I don't wanna raise our child in court. We pissed off at each other, just arguing over child support. And in my head I have the wildest thoughts, thinking for every broken family it's just another child that's lost. So now I'm hoping for matrimony and never alimony. I say a prayer and hope that angels are smiling on me. So many people let the small break the big, and my mind is me and you. It's on us to raise these kids, so I try not to be the man that my father was. I plan to give you both my heart and a father's love.
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show you mean it. Show you mean it. It's real easy to say the word, but your actions show the lines of blur. You gotta show you mean it. Show you mean it.
God, his new hit, hot single, which when I talked with him a few weeks ago, he literally had just laid down, and it's entitled Z. So we will soon find out, and if his daughter is already born, many of you already know his daughter's name, but Z is the name of the song, and that is the first initial of the name of his soon-to-be, or maybe she's here, because his queen, his lady, has been, in the middle of giving birth to his new daughter. He's scheduled to return to a weekend additional Cut the Shark Entertainment Report on Saturday night. But I don't know, with a new baby and so on. Don't know, but definitely we'll play more of his music and talk more about his newest LP, which is available now, scheduled to drop on July 7th. You can get at Amazon.com and also at iTunes.com. Shout out to my friend Clifton Clancy, many of you know as the Rain Man, also a longtime friend and awesome, multi-talented producer and rap artist too, based here in Jacktown. So, man, it's a lot to talk about in regards to beauty and fashion and fashion careers. I posted a lot of information regarding beauty and fashion jobs on the various sites, on my Facebook page, and tweeted out, and LinkedIn, and so on. Courtesy of Career Builders, there's always like a 10 companies that I hire for the week. And in the midst of the 10 companies, I peeped out probably about three fashion companies. And if you hear that loud roaring, that is the trash men rolling down my street, collecting garbage, if you're wondering what's going on, because I know you know that it's raining here, and not tornado weather, we're just getting some much needed rain, but that is the garbage truck zooming down the street and collecting trash, because I know you hear that roaring. I know. But let's talk more about fashion jobs, and feel free to call in. Someone had called in before the show had began. 415 number. Isn't that Old Town? 415 number. It called in, and feel free to call back. But you can visit sites like fashionjobs.com USA. It's fashion-job.com. Exclusive access to fashion, luxury, and beauty industry professionals only. And you can apply for jobs that match your skills. I haven't signed up on that one. And also, Women's Aware Daily have a link to their website, www.com/WWD careers. So you can search different fashion industry jobs and upload your resume and read advice on the various blogs that are there, and also company videos. You can also visit stylecareers.com. It's the largest fashion-only job listing site. Fashion Jobs is cool. That's a cool site. It really keeps you updated regarding fashion jobs. Also, and then there's the Fashion Career Center, which is based in Charlotte. There's daily fashion jobs for fashion interns and just fashion jobs in general. And also Daily Fashion Jobs is launching a magazine full of inspiration of aspiring up-and-coming fashion trends. There's a New York fashion job called Fashion Jobs Today. You can visit there at fashionjobstoday.com. And, of course, when you visit monster.com, just search fashion jobs, and fashion jobs will come up. You can, in the fashion industry, of fashion styling, been an image consultant. All of those are fun jobs to get. I'm going to go back up and check out Style Careers, and it is the largest fashion-only job listing site. And Style Careers, wow. You can look the employers that network and look for new talent on this site varies from Nordstrom's to Lacoste to Kelwood to Macy's to Pink to Luxottica. Wow. Lands' End, True Religion, Giorgio Armani, Hugo Boss, Hot Topic, Perry Ellis. The list goes on and on. Kohl's, Kevin Klein, Jackson, Payless Shoe Store, Splendid, I Said the Gap, Target, and congrats to Target and Neiman Marcus, because I know you all heard the news, because they're partnering up to release different lines, especially during the holiday season. So that's at Style Careers. Joe's at fashionjobs.com USA. They're always interesting jobs. And like I said, I know a lot about fashion jobs. I think it's fashion jobs. Yeah, fashion jobs. And then you can just visit companies that you would be interested in directly. But, yeah. Fashionjobs.com is an awesome website. And you can search for internship to regular jobs to freelance offers. Amazing. Website has featured videos. Also, it shows the companies that are featured. You can visit fashionjobs.com. You can visit fashionmag.com, fashionnetwork.com, your fashionistas. So, you know, there's so much information to share, and but yet I felt like I was going into the show without enough information or enough to talk about. And feel free to call and talk about your places that you know that are hiring, or if you would like to expose your, you know, your work to the Culture Shock Entertainment Report's listening audience. So I just thought it would be very good to talk about beauty and fashion jobs and different ones. There's fashionnet.com/jobs/. Awesome. And again, thank you so much for your support. Shout out to listeners worldwide. And we have the Olympics coming up real soon, which is amazing. And you probably heard Cousin Linda and I talking about Ralph Lauren as the designer that fashions that the U.S. Olympians would be donning. Nice black berets and nice suits for the men and women. And so Fashionnet, this is the world of fashion, and you can contact Fashionnet also via Twitter and Facebook, and you can post job listings. And also they have a list of positions that are offered from various fashion houses and fashion companies from beyond yoga, all around America. I'm not saying anything worldwide. Zara Apparel Group in New York, Heartloom in New York. I'm seeing Mint Hotel in Manchester. I'm seeing different places all across the country, from California to New York. I see some fashion design offers in Hong Kong, Barcelona, London. It is worldwide. Paris. Start your future in schools are advertising. Of course, obvious. And so the Academy of Art University is talking about the different degrees they offer, from AAs to BFAs to MFAs. And so that's cool. And here is some advice regarding how to get a job in fashion. And they have expert advice on their website on how to become a fashion designer, a fashion model, a fashion editor, and a fashion photographer, and all and everything else in between, because the ranges of careers, because even in department stores, you know, you might not be a person that want to work in sales, but maybe you like to work in the visual merchandise department, you know, putting up the displays and in the windows and in preparation for different events. So there are job listings here also on Fashionnet regarding for fashion photography. And so my phone is beeping, and it needs to stop beeping. Okay, it's through beeping. Okay. Because I'm in the middle of talking to you all. It's beep, beep, beeping. And how to become a fashion designer. If you know you're destined to be a fashion designer, you know you're destined to be a fashion designer if you, A, spent most of your childhood making clothes for your Barbie dolls instead of playing with your friends. Oh, I was in La La Land playing with my Barbies, restructuring their clothes, and I was always sketching and drawing. Read fashion magazines instead of school books. I would rip out pages, you know, tear pages would be everywhere. I would sometimes have posters of my favorite models and my favorite brands on my wall, just like I would my favorite artists and musicians. ran a boutique out of your basement at age 10. Those are three things that you know that you're destined to be a fashion designer. In other words, if you want to be the next East Saint Laurent, it has to be completely and utterly obsessed with fashion. And this is I'm getting this courtesy of Fashionnet. However, there are many aspects of the profession. Working as a fashion designer can just as well mean supervising a design team at a sportswear company as producing a label under your own name. Although the former career may not seem as glamorous as the latter, it certainly will make your life less stressful. To create your own label takes a lot of time, dedication, and hard work, not to mention living just above the poverty line for several years. I dig ya. And you have to choose a strategy. And there are as many different ways to embark upon a fashion career as there are styles of design. Ralph Lauren, we were just talking about Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren's polo empire was founded on a small tie collection that he sold to Bloomingdale's. And look at Kathy Ireland. Her billion-dollar empire began with her sock collection. And then they go on from, you know, to merchandising and licensing. So there's a lot involved, you know. You can just snowball into something larger than what you anticipated. Helmut Lang decided to open his own clothing store when he couldn't find a T-shirt that he liked. And I was sparked to start designing just lounge and apparel wear, PJs and lounge wear, because, one, it was a vision of mine just for guys, but it evolved into being for the entire family. But because there was lounge wear and PJs that I just did not see and had visions that I would like to see. You know, and when I first met my custom tailor, my dear friend June, and showed her my designs in 06, she was just in awe of my designs. She was like, oh, my God, your sketches look better than many that I see in department stores and other stores. Oh, my God, I love your designs, you know. But just like I told her and I told a sewing teacher of mine, too, you know, she was like, well, where did you get your vision to design this? And I designed other things also, dresses and urban wear and suits. But and that's pretty much where I, you know, got my desire from. And to, you know, to use natural, cool, comfortable fabrics also. And my friend Matt, when he seen my designs, he was like, oh, my God, I would wear this loungewear out to different places, you know, to the mall and et cetera. back to that, Michael Kors built up a network of customers by selling clothes in a trendy New York City boutique. And, you know, we can nowadays sell samples and limited lines now, you know, online. And I'm a person that likes person-to-person contact. But, yeah, because I even mentioned to a couple of my friends that have their own stores, if and when I get limited editions and samples made, if I could place them in their stores. However, most people find that the best foundation for designing a career is to get a fine arts degree in fashion at a prestigious school. Besides teaching you the craft, a good school also add credibility to your resume. We live in a brand name society, and having the name of a good school behind you really does help, says Carol Mongo, director of the fashion department at Parsons School of Design in Paris. And then they talk about applying to school. There are a lot of colleges that have fashion programs. And then also, I think it's also good to have good mentors and to also network with your favorite fashion designers, because I love networking with my favorite designers. I have fun friendships and relationships with some of my favorite designers. I mean, Anthony, you all know I love so much. He and I've loved him since his Willie Ware days. And Willie Smith was one of my favorite designers also back then. I did wrote a paper about him when I was studying fashion and sales and marketing, and I aced that baby. But I love Anthony and I. We pretty much stay in touch. the most we probably go about being in touch with one another is maybe a day or two. You know, but I think we're literally in touch with each other every day. Paul Marciano, I almost fell backwards when I received a friend request from Paul Marciano, guest, a little over a year ago. I was like, oh, my God. I mean, a legitimate friend request from Paul Marciano. Oh, my God. I thought I was just going to, I didn't know what to do. So it's good to, contact those that do what you would like to do or plan to do or would like to improve in. Ask people to mentor you or ask people for advice, et cetera. Anthony, I've never showed him any of my designs, and I will, and if he would like to see. And also Paul Marciano, I know he wants to see my designs. Bessie Johnson, I like networking with her. She's a favorite of mine, and many others. So, it's not being a pest, but network with people and let people know what you're interested in. Don't be afraid to ask people questions. And when you see your faves having, like, chat sessions online, or if they would be in your city at certain events, do your best to attend an event. You know, really. And see, it's just amazing. So let me finish talking about this. Because I'm getting excited. Yeah, this is something else that my favorite seamstress and tell me that I should. Because I don't sew. I can hand sew a little bit, and I've had sewing lessons. But some of my favorite seamstress have told me that it is important for me to know the basics of pattern making and so on. But what school would do for you? I don't want to skip anything. Yeah, there are a lot of schools that have fashion programs, but only a handful has the kind of reputation that can really push your career. And you can check out their websites and so on. Well, at Fashionette, there's a section where you can see their addresses and their websites. It's hard to enter these schools as competition is high and they tend to be very selective. You apply by sending a portfolio of your drawings of your designs. We can't teach you how to be creative. You have to bring your creativity to us and let us lead you on your way, says Carol Mongo. She recommends students to get some sewing experience before they apply. Drawing is also important. If a designer, now I have that down pat. I have my custom tailor, but I my goodness, and I'm behind on my sketching on my drawing too. Drawing is also an important skill for a designer. It is the way you communicate your ideas. In order to build an impressive portfolio, it is a good idea to have some experience in sketching. Taking art classes will help you understand form and proportion, but you don't have to be an expert drawer to get accepted to a school. The most important quality that we look for in our students is that they are truly passionate and exuberant about fashion, says Mongo. If you have wonderful ideas but can't draw, there are always ways to get around it. You could, for example, put your designs on a mannequin and take pictures of it. Yeah, we see that happen all the time. So especially some of my favorite celebrity designers, they cannot sketch, but they know how to work with those that know how to sketch and sew. And they know how to relay their vision to those and of their designs. And, you know, from the popular shows that we watch, all designers can't sketch. One thing about fashion runway, they can sew, but, you know, some designers can't sketch. And, you know, they can sketch like what they're expert at, but like if something that's just thrown at them to design, sometimes they can't design it. I mean, I'm not talking negatively. I'm just saying, you know, just like they said in the article, you know, you don't have to be the best sketcher. But I have been given advice that it's important for me to know how to at least create a pattern, to learn, pattern making and et cetera. But what school would do for you is most fashion programs are 3 to 4 years long. During that time, you would take fine art classes and study drawing, color, composition, and form. You also learn pattern making, draping, and cutting techniques. One of the most important advantages of design schools is that they work really closely with the industry. Parsons, for example, have, just like I was mentioning about the cosmetology schools like Avita and Ogle School in Dallas, which I didn't mention earlier, Magnolia Cosmetology School here, Mississippi Institute here, and also, you know, other respective beauty schools and cosmetology schools in your respective cities. I mean, all the schools really usually have a good rapport with the industry that they're in. You know, if not, why even be open, right? But most fashion programs are 3 to 4 years long during that time. I'll tell you that one of the most important advantages of the design schools is they're really closely with the industry. Parsons, for example, have a design or credit project where successful designers like Donna Karen and Michael Kors were directly with the graduating students. I even posted a video earlier where Isaac Mizrahi is doing something for the summertime where he's really interacting with the public. Ambitious students also have the chance to win prestigious awards and grants, which bring them a lot of attention as well as financial support. One very important event is the fashion show at the end of the last semester, where graduating students show their collections. A lot of important people from the fashion industry attend these shows to scout new talent. Also an important opportunity to be really outrageous and get noticed by the media. Hussein Shalayan, for example, became instantly infamous when he showed riding clothes that he had burned in his backyard for his graduation show at St. Martin's. And then there are alternative routes. Let me look at the time. The 1 hour is about to conclude, but we'll go over time. Because now we can broadcast more than 45 minutes and a maximum of 2 hours. So won't go on too much longer, but just wanted to share some important info. So alternative routes are, let's be realistic, says Carol Mongo at Parsons. School's not for everyone. It's not just looking to get a job in the fashion industry, not a career as a designer. You probably don't need to go to school. If you want to work as a seamstress or a pattern maker, the best thing is probably to apply for an internship at a fashion house and work your way up. However, there are many examples of famous designers who started out as interns with no formal training. For example, Dior's brightest new star, menswear designer Heidi Slimane, had a degree in journalism when he started working with menswear designer Jose Levy. Balanchine goes. I hope I said that right. You know, I know the designer name, but sometimes my names get messed up, so don't talk about me. Nicholas Gisguire is another example of a brilliantly successful designer who learned the job hands-on as an assistant at Jean Paul Gaultier. Usually you apply for an internship by sending a portfolio to a fashion house you're interested in, but it's a good idea to call them up beforehand to see exactly what they need. It's also important to note that competition is fierce, and unless you have personal connections, it's very difficult to get an internship without an education. There are also designers like art. Okay, the live streaming is going to stop, but I can exceed and continue to talk more. There are also designers like Luella Bartley, who started their own business after working as stylist for several years, thus building an industry network as well as good marketing sense. Yes. And I love sales and marketing. I love beauty and fashion and entertainment and sports industry. And marketing is very important. Some people don't want to think about marketing. They'd rather leave it to other people, but it's good to do some self-promoting of, if not, you know, not you, your work and your talent. You want to get your talent out there, you know, your talent. Not, it's a focal point on you, but your talent. Unfortunately, it's not enough for a designer to be creative. You also have to have business sense. As fashion gets more and more corporate-driven, It's important to be aware of the business climate and understand the mechanics behind it. By religiously reading trade papers like Women's Wear Daily, you will get a lot of valuable information. If you want to run your own company, you need to be extremely organized and learn at least the basics of economics. Oh, yes, 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 yes. And because some of your famous of fashion designers filed bankruptcy or get in trouble for tax evasion. You know, favorite celebs and favorite everyday people, too. You know, so it's important to know the importance of economics and to take care of things that need to be taken care of, taxes and et cetera. A lot of fashion schools are currently increasing business classes in their curriculum. Our students have to be smart enough to know how to negotiate a contract, or to pick a business partner, says Carol Mongo. It's perhaps telling that many of the designers that they are really successful today, like Kevin Kline or Tom Ford, are involved in every aspect of the business, from licensing strategies to ad campaigns to actually designing the clothes. And there are links to different fashion schools. From the Academy of Art University Admission Department, you can visit Academy of Art University at academyart.edu/fashion-school. There's FIT, Fashion Institute of Technology, at fitnyc.edu. There's Parsons School of Design, Parsons, PRSONS.edu. There's Bunk of Fashion College in Japan, BUNK-FC.AC.JP. There's Central St. Martin's College of Art and Design, Southampton Row in London, at csm.arts.ac.uk. There's IFA Paris. You can email them at info@ifa-edu.fr. And also the website is the same, ifa-edu.fr. Shanghai, same. Institute Francois de la Mode, ifm-paris.com. Then there's lacambre.be in Belgium. École de la Cambrai de Brazil. Is that right? I hope I have that had. Did it decently. So it goes on and on. So that's basic information. And knowing the basics of business is important. Knowing as much business as you can is important, not just the basics of business. I studied business management at Jackson State. I didn't obtain my bachelor's degree, but, you know, hopefully I can finally get my bachelor's degree also. If I obtained my bachelor's degree, I was interested in getting my master's degree in industrial psychology and dealing with the workings of, you know, the fashion industry and beauty and fashion industry in corporate America and also small business world because, you know, that is amazing. I'm going to check that Fashion Net Facebook page out. And then remember, there are careers in fashion writing. We talk about editors, but then also being a staff writer or also being a freelance writer and photography. So I can go into talking about photography and other and being a fashion stylist also. So I'm looking at their Facebook page. So like fashion.net Facebook page. Join amazing trendsetters and fashionistas who frequent fashion.net to indulge in the world of fashion. So, is it them? Yeah. Let me see if any of you are listening to the show and making any comments here on Facebook. So visit Fashion Net. And then there's employment in, let me see before I say much more. Yeah, I knew this was a reputable website. Indeed, when searching all jobs, you can get all type of jobs or apply for different jobs and post your resume at Indeed.com, from being a clothing representative to a sales associate to a merchandiser, and been an assistant to the owner. And this, this is a good website, Indeed. I get information from Indeed. I might have a profile at Indeed. I know at Fashion Job. But this is, they have pretty much everything at this site. So I don't mean to pause. I hope you can't hear my background. And then also there's information from Step Sound and from into stock. There's all type of jobs in fashion and in the beauty industry on this site. I'm going to check on a couple more beauty jobs. We exceeded the hour, but, you know, we'll continue on. And hopefully when I go back to the switchboard, some of you are online to share information. Oh, also visit simplyhired.com and search beauty jobs. But, oh, I'm looking at Indeed. There's a lot of jobs posted in the beauty industry on Indeed.com, from beauty ambassadors to freelance beauty ambassadors all across the country, to beauty artists and institutions and so on. Let's see. Fashion. You can get jobs from regular fashion jobs to luxury fashion company jobs. And also there is a website for salons. If you're looking for salon jobs, salonsjobs.com. I'm going to visit this site right quick. I don't think I've ever visited that site. There's other sites that are strictly for salon jobs. So like I said before, too, visit your favorite company's websites and apply and upload your resume. Favorite department stores, etc. Yeah, salon jobs really is what it says it is. They have from part-time to full-time a salon job opportunities posted. For salon spa recruiting simplified. And I see postings for stylists to managers to stylists, colorists, nail techs, rental stylists, from all around America, really. So visit salon jobs also. I also can't hear the background. It's not a sound. It's coming from the same place I am, but it's echoing into the place I'm in. So I'm going to play a little bit more music also, and I thank you. One reason why I delayed the scheduling of the show, because I'm working on the improvement of the delivery of the show. Just like we have more than 30, 45 minutes to broadcast, definitely need to, it's important to maintain the quality of delivery of the show. And it's important also, and your calls are welcome. And you're welcome to create a listener profile if you haven't already, so you can network within the chat room and just within the entire blogtalkradio.com community also. So there's no one online holding. And let's see, I'm going to go to the chat room. See if there's a party going on in the chat room. Tomorrow's Sports Friday edition will broadcast at 11. And I have invited Michelle Stanton, author of the WOW program, Walk Off the Weight, to be a guest on the show. I tweeted her, and I think I sent her a LinkedIn friend request, but I tweeted her and I told her that we have been reviewing her book and journal for the past month and would love for her to be a guest on the show. And so I asked her to please email me. So hopefully that will be a go, that will be a yes, and we'll be talking with Michelle Stanton in the near future. I'm sure it probably won't be this Monday, but hopefully she'll be able to put us within, I'm sure, a busy schedule, being the fitness director at Prevention Magazine and also doing so many awesome things to help people become healthier. But I am just grateful and so thankful for you all to be tuning in. And I'm going to play some more music, and also we're going to talk more about fashion. Won't it go all the entire 2 hours, but we'll talk a little bit more about fashion and play some more music. That's L.B. Sure. Shout out L.B. Sure. Love you, my friend.
right. Where do they buy the wine? Where do they sleep right? 17 twine. Please let me be.
Stargazer. Shout out to Austin Brown, the Backpack Kids, Tommy Parker. Tweet them at Austin Brown. Tweet Tommy Parker at Tommy Parker 80. Oh, man, and more fashion news. Drew Brees is not the only NFL quarterback launching a clothing line this fall. I've heard recent reports that Michael Vick, quarterback, one of my favorite athletes, and one of my mom's favorite athletes, a quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, is also launching his own line, which will be sold at Modell's this fall. And it will be called V7, obviously. And we'll talk more about these fashionistas in the sports industry and not in the fashion industry on tomorrow. And Drew Brees and the Saints are, if they hadn't made an agreement today, they will have an agreement no later than the early part of next week regarding his negotiation contracts and re-signing with the Saints also. I'm hearing $100 million. Wow, for like 5 years. Isn't that something? But that's fashion news in regards to sports and NFL players who are also in the fashion industry. Drew and his wife, Brittany, who are expecting their third son, are launching a fashion apparel line in New Orleans also. I've talked about it. I told many of you all. I hope many of you all that could seek to be employed there and got interviewed and got hired and so on. And you know, I wouldn't mind doing some work with Drew myself and also with Michael Vick with V7. But I just thought you all might want to know that news. Some of you probably already knew that. But we'll talk more about that on tomorrow and also the Olympics. I'm going to be talking about the Olympics, and also summer camp will be starting up real soon for the NFL. And Reg Roughneck plans to be a part of the show tomorrow. If I'm solo, if I'm not, your calls are welcome at 714-409-0614. So we can talk a little bit more about some more fashion news. And I am in the chat room. I'm going to leave the switchboard for a few. You can always get the latest fashion news also at yahoo.com, news.yahoo.com fashion. And also you can visit nymag.com/fashion for the latest news. And, of course, Women's Wear Daily. And I'm reading a story right now that just broke about an hour ago. Quatara investors acquire Italian fashion house Valentino. I posted a Valentino fashion show yesterday. And also, there's at Los Angeles Times fashion news, Kim Kardashian is talking about her fashion evolution. And also, I have to learn more about Rob Kardashian, you know, sock line. Did you all see Rob Kardashian last Thursday night on this new dating show, celebrity dating show? I think it's called The Choice. And that was my first time watching that show. It was pretty good. Where three celebrity bachelors, it's a dating contest. And it's pretty humorous and pretty good. And the contestants get a chance to go on a date with the celebrity bachelors right after the show. Oh, it was pretty interesting. I had seen it advertised before, but I had never watched it, and so I found it very interesting. Looked like the contestants and the bachelors had a blast. I wonder whether they had one with the celebrity bachelorette. Also, and speaking of bachelors and bachelorettes, this Tuesday will be the Men Tell All episode. Also, so you all probably know about, cause I'm always hearing about Nicole Richie launching new lines and fragrances, and Nicole has launched a new guest editor series on fashion website Hollivore, which will see an array of style icons offering advice. I stopped mid-sentence because the article is opening up so I can share the rest with you. But I want to keep my word and talk about more fashion news with you. Offering advice, inspiration, and their personal clothing and accessory picks. The social commerce website allows users to assemble sets of clothing from its database of items. Reality star turned designer Richie kicking off a new series by revealing the contents of her handbags, what's in her bag set. Contents featured in the Fashionistas bag include beauty essentials such as lip balm and body pens, as well as luxury labels including Gourd and multiple choices of sunglasses. We know she loves her sunglasses. And throughout this month, Richie, founder of Fashion Lines, winner Caden House of Harlow, 1960, will create a collection of her favorite products based on specific weekly themes, what's in her bag, morning, get ready routine, beauty product, and style icons. It's a busy time for Richie, who announced last month that she'll be launching her debut fragrance this September, the same month as she launches a capsule clothing collection for department store Macy's. Among future Polly Board monthly guest stars are an array of experts, including designers and beauty gurus. With online retailer Ned A. Porter, fashion design director Holly Rogers, set to be guest editor next month. And you can like their Facebook page and follow yahoo.com also. So I'm going to post this on my Facebook page and also tweet it out. And it's lunchtime for me. I'm going to bake some fish and eat some brown rice and veggies. I stop eating 2 to 3 times a day to 3 to 4 times a day. Small portion meals. The pounds aren't dropping the way I would love them to, but my body is transforming. And where I don't want to be soft is definitely getting full firm. But I would definitely like the pounds to drop a little faster. But I'm liking the way my body is transforming. And the soft parts that don't need to be soft are firming up. So, you know, like, okay, good news, bad news. But at least I'm seeing results, and other people are seeing results. But I need to drop those pounds, most definitely. But I just tweeted that article out and also posted it on my Facebook page, okay? So I wanted to keep my word and share some more information. So that is definitely a good website to visit and network on and to just keep updated on what's going on in the fashion news also, right? So remember, Nicole Richie launches the Polly Board web series. So that should be very interesting. So I'm going to continue working on upgrading the delivery of the show, and I thank you again. Evening time now. Wait, evening time? What time is it? It's evening in London. A little later in Turkey, we have listeners. Shout out to my friends in Australia. Shout out to my friends here in Jackson, Mississippi, on the Gulf Coast, in Vicksburg, and Tunica. Shout out to my friends in Dallas, Fort Worth, of course. Hugs and kisses. To all my friends in New York, Miami. Remember, the First Lady play, starring Ty Mock, will be stopping in Memphis this past Saturday. I think there are 2 times, 3 and 7, if I'm not mistaken, in Memphis. Visit Ty Mock's new blog site at iamtymock.com, at iamtymock.com. And also another favorite person of mine, Adam Rodriguez. Tweet him at @_Adam_Rodriguez. And also be sure to tweet me at Beth Williams, BTHWMS, and also at KLTURESHOKENT. And those of you that love all things Mark, at Beth Mark Girl, BETHMARKGRL. And you can follow me at Pinterest. I love Pinterest. Thank you for those that are following me and who like me repinning your stuff, and I love you repinning my stuff. Pinterest.com, P-I-N-T-R-E-S-T facebook.com/cultureshock, KLTURESHOK, Bath, BTH. And I have a board strictly for Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And you see blogtalkradio.com, my URL, then that's the board for the show. Created that last week after we had a meeting in regards to the effectiveness of Pinterest. And also, tumblr.com/KULTUREHOKENTBETH. And you can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. Send your media kits, your press kits, your music with the okay that I can play your music, and your PSAs. And those of you that are interested in advertising, please let me know, because that is an important part of me. Because since I upgraded the show, it's not free. So it's important to get those advertising sales in also to promote you, win-win situation, but then also get those advertising sales so I can continue on broadcasting also, because, I'm not a wealthy woman. But my goal is to become, to the financially secure where I can not only help myself and my loved ones and my mom, but also to help others also. But then, I love you, those that support the show and show love in different ways. And true God wants you all to buy DOA also at Amazon and iTunes. And also remember Cousin Linda's book, Myrna's Adventure, is at Exhibitors. And also you can get it at Barnes & Noble and also your favorite bookstores also. And thank you so much for tuning in and spending time with me and assisting me in properly developing the show. I mean, just amazing. I thank you so much. I don't know the views right now. Probably right at 68K views, or a little over 68K views. So I need to keep track of that and let you all know all the views of the profile, because I really do thank you and appreciate you for networking with me and also for listening to the show. And, don't be shy. Call in and chat with me in the chat room. And the number is 714-409-0614. If you can't listen online or listen via iTunes or RSS feed, you can call in and listen. Press 1 if you want to speak. If you don't press 1, then don't feel pressured. And if I click you on, just say, well, I'm just calling to listen. Hi, what's up? Pretty much that's it. But thank you so much for your unconditional love and your continued support. And we're just not running out of topics, because we talk about entertainment and lifestyle. And sending prayers out to Reverend Jesse Jackson's son, Jesse Jackson Jr. also, that I hear has been feeling under the weather for the past month. So let's send he and his family much love and many prayers also regarding his recovery of whatever he is experiencing right now, where he has had a leave of absence. So thank you. So next you will be hearing again Prince. And see, I'm in the midst of changing out songs and uploading new songs, so this is a perfect time for you to send me music. And many of you have been contacting me and either sending me music and directing me to your music sites like Reverb Nation and SoundCloud and MySpace, etc. So thank you very much, and thank you to those of you that do give me permission, and those of you that will be guests in the very near future and guest co-hosts also. Shout out to my cousin Linda, shout out to Rich Ruffney, Mike and Dude Smith, and all whom have been guests, to all whom have called in, except for the pranksters, all whom love to chat in the chat room, except for the pranksters. And a big shout out to the blogtalkradio.com community and the very kind and professional staff also, Amy, Jeff, Alan, etc. So thank you very much for tuning in, and the next broadcast is scheduled for 11 a.m. tomorrow for a Sports Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Thank you, and God bless, and here's Prince, and then you will hear High Fashion again by SeaWorld, and you can hear more of their music at SoundCloud.com. Okay, thank you so much, and God bless.
People tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me bend. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Don't not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Think I'm kinda smart. Why must the brother stop at you before he starts? Does not compute. Yeah, does not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Rockin' punky booster, I'm voted best dressed.
I'm fresh to death. Goddamn for clean, perfection in the flesh. Sea wolf, have fashion, get money, fuck taxes. So pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic. No horseplay in sea wolf, sea biscuit and quick draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and me, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun money, sauna, new whip, black and black. Big body, Rick Ross, bitch looking for foe play. Photo count blow his dick off. White girl, that's wordplay. I'll be sexy, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm bird up. Sex money, murder. Bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt on.
Money and ladies, Seawolf high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf high fashion. Money and ladies, Seawolf high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf high fashion.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bag. Remember this is the birth of the
high fashion. High fashion. Shout out also to Chris Johnson. And everybody at Brandon Davis and everybody at American Dreamin' Magazine based in Philadelphia. I am a part of their dream team in sales and marketing. And so visit shop.americandreaminmagazine.com. And when you subscribe to a year subscription of American Dreamin' and make other purchases, be sure to enter Bethany, B-T-H-A-N-Y, at the checkout code, okay? But fashionistas, if you have not been exposed to American Dreamin' magazine, what are you waiting for? Okay? Here's a menage a trois by Austin Brown.
I am in a predicament, trying to be a gentleman. She wants me back again.
Oh, I tried so hard
to be as faithful, but I wasn't able. Now it's more painful. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no rules to this.
No rules
when you fall in a kiss, we find that your love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
And hope can be mean. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
But it's a kind of
one. My dreams will get shot down. I'm late to the showdown.
Troubles all around.
Love for the shepherd who left from the shelter to try to find better. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to begin without you. There's no room to fit.
No room
when you fall in a kiss, we find that your love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
And both can be mean. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
What is for not just
one? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
stream with him, his friend Frankie O'Rourke. Rock and roll, man. Another Reverb Nation friend, fan of mine, Draft of Marrero, Louisiana.
I am legend, I am life, I am deadly. I am sharp, I am weapon, left or the right direction. I am son, I am husband, I am nephew, I am cousin. But if their eyes just suspend, I'll always remain nothing. I am on, I am off, on my own I got walk. I am strong, I am tough, I am over that wall. I am above overall, I am love, I am wall. I am loyalty and a job, I am who I are. I am everything that they aren't, I am everything but a star. I am only original, I am me, I am I am down to earth, I am fly. Am I here for a reason, God? I am here to find out. I am fear, I am doubt, I am rock, I am mountain top. I am in it till I'm no more in the very last round. I am champ, I am crown, I am last, I am now. I am what they can't be missing, I'm just thinking out loud.
Everything I am, everything that's me, it's all part of me. Try the best that I can.